So, what resources might be required for the core group who make up the committee? Let's make the following assumptions. The committee meets for 1 hour every 2 weeks. There are 8 members on the committee, excluding the chair. The leader, who chairs the committee, spends 3 hours preparing the agenda and meeting minutes for each meeting. Committee members spend an additional hour on committee work outside of each meeting. Based on these assumptions, we can estimate the total core group time commitment every 2 weeks to be 4 hours of the leader plus 2 hours of 8 members, which is 16 hours, would be 20 hours every 2 weeks. If the average work week for a staff member is 40 hours, then the time commitment to this committee is approximately a quarter of a staff person. Clearly, the time commitment depends on the size of the committee and the efficiency of the leader and members. We could use an estimate of this type, modified as necessary, when we discuss the resource implications of our safety quality initiative with our boss. This time commitment for the core group is almost independent of the size of the clinic or patient throughput.